Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. A historic situation and an exceptional decision. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne activates the Interministerial Crisis Unit to deal with the drought that France has been experiencing for weeks. Almost all departments have imposed restrictions on water, 62 of which are at the highest alert level. This very serious situation could still last for 15 more days, warns Matignon. The drought also increases the risk of fire. In the Alpes de Haute-Provence, firefighters continue to fight two fires, in particular in the area of Villeneuve-Niozel, where 250 hectares have already been ravaged by the flames. 200 firefighters are mobilized on site. Their intervention promises to be complicated because of the strong gusts of wind in the region. Regarding the heat wave, 9 departments are still under orange weather alert in the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes. Temperatures will start to drop this weekend before the arrival of a fourth heat wave next week. Temperatures are expected to rise to 37 degrees in Bordeaux on Tuesday and 36 in Poitiers on Wednesday. In the rest of the news, he says he is relieved. Patrick Balkany was released from prison this morning. Sentenced to 5 years for money laundering and tax evasion, he had been detained since February in Fleury-Mérogis before his appeal for conditional release. At 73 years old, the former mayor of Levallois has returned to his residence in Giverny in the Eure with his wife Isabelle. Tensions are rising between China and the United States. Beijing will impose sanctions on Nancy Pelosi and her family as a consequence of her visit Wednesday to Taiwan, a territory claimed by China. China has started military exercises off the island in retaliation. For the Chinese foreign minister, Nancy Pelosi has seriously interfered in China's internal affairs and undermined its sovereignty and territorial integrity. And then soccer, who will bring down the PSG? This will be the whole issue of the new season of Premier League, which begins tonight. For this first day, Lyon welcomes the promoted Corsican Ajaccio, kickoff at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.